Paul and Barnabas returned to Antioch and were gathered with other Christians. And while they were praying together, God's Spirit said, "Appoint Paul and Barnabas to do the work that I have called them to do." So they fasted and prayed, and then God's Spirit sent them out. They traveled to other regions and countries and started telling people the good news of Jesus, how he had died for the forgiveness of sins, but God had brought him back to life. After a while, Paul and Barnabas went back to all the cities and towns they had visited and encouraged the Christians with this: "If you follow Jesus, you will have difficulties, but don't give up." Then they appointed leaders for the churches and prayed for them. Finally, they made it to Antioch and told the Christians about everything that God had done. Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back to those places where we had told about the good news of Jesus and see how they're doing." Barnabas liked this idea, but they had a disagreement on who to take with them. So they decided to split up and go to different places. Paul took a Christian named Silas. After the church had prayed for him and sent them out, they went to several of the cities that they had went to and taught and encouraged them. And the churches were growing day by day. Then Paul and Silas decided to continue on to new regions. There were two places they tried to enter, but the Spirit of God stopped them. Continuing on, they arrived at a city on the seacoast, and while there, Paul had a dream of a man from Greece who said, "Come over and help us." So the next morning, having decided that this is what God had warned them to do, they got into a boat and went to Greece. They made their way to a major city called Philippi. After a few days in Philippi, they went to a place of prayer. There was a woman there, and they were telling them about the good news of Jesus. One of the women was named Lydia, who was a wealthy merchant in expensive cloth. God helped her to understand exactly what Paul was saying, and she believed. She and her whole household were baptized, and she invited Paul and his companions to stay in her house.